Before we leave you tonight, we'd like to take a moment to reflect on the extraordinary life of the late Bob Hawke, who died peacefully at home on Thursday at the age of 89. He served as Prime Minister from 1983 to 1991, the longest-serving Labor PM in the country's history. His contributions while in office have been widely credited as helping to shape the nation we are today and include the establishment of Medicare, setting up the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission, which began its work in 1990, and he was a strong believer in Aboriginal self-determination. His efforts to change the Australian economy and strengthen the social contract with workers meant a range of measures that transformed Australia. He was also a champion of human rights and stood firm against racism and bigotry. Insider's host Barry Cassidy worked as his press secretary in the 1980s, and as he told ABC News, Bob Hawke played a leading role in pressuring South Africa to dismantle the apartheid system at that time.
You know, when he worked with the ACTU, he led the campaign against the Springboks tour over apartheid. And then when he became Prime Minister, I think it was the Choggans in 85 and 87, without telling anybody, without telling the media, just a few senior public servants, he went about organising financial sanctions against South Africa, and he got a businessman called Jim Wolverson to fly to Canada during Chogham, and he briefed him on this. He took it on. And, you know, afterwards, years later, the foreign minister of South Africa said that was the dagger at the heart of apartheid. That's what Bob Hawke did. He just took it on. There was the time, of course, when John Howard raised the issue of not just lowering immigration, but reducing specifically Asian immigration. And people got together in his office and he said, I'm really taking this on. I'm going to go into the parliament and challenge this. And I recall people saying to him at the time, you better be careful, you know, this could be a popular move on their part. And he just looked at them and said, well, if that's the public attitude, tell me what I need to say to change their minds. And to me, that showed genuine commitment to the fight against racism. And even today, you need that kind of commitment to arrest it.